Iraqi soldiers fired shots into the air after a suicide bomber blew himself up outside this polling station in Baghdad. A second suicide bomber and a rocket attack also struck two other polling stations. Those attacks followed a suicide mission by three bombers Wednesday in Bakuba, the deadliest attack in Iraq in weeks. At least 32 people died. About 19 million of Iraq's estimated 28 million people are eligible to vote in the elections. Nearly a million Iraqis, including soldiers, police, and hospital workers, were eligible to cast early votes Thursday. Some complained they were barred from voting because their names were missing from voter registration lists. But others expressed elation at casting their ballots.
It does not matter who is elected. The important thing is to elect the person who will rebuild and serve the country and open a new page of progress in Iraq. Good luck for all those who want to serve in the country, God willing.
Iraqis have been waiting for this day. It is a great pleasure for the Iraqi people to elect the one who represents them. We want to elect our savior. Sunni, Shiite, Kurd, and other religious and ethnic groups are competing for the 325 seats in Iraq's legislature. Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari says Iraq's neighbors are watching closely and the outcome will be crucial to Iraq's future.
If we succeed, yes, it will be the end, okay, of the American presence. If there are setbacks, if there are deterioration in the security, if there would be people who would challenge the outcome, who would resist, who would restore to violence, no, it would be another story.
U.S. President Barack Obama has promised to withdraw all U.S. combat forces from Iraq by the end of August. Robert Rafel, VOA News.